I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, golf legend Gary Player joins me to discuss the death of a tree. But first, on Thursday, Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin told the media how he intended to address inappropriate and unacceptable behavior among the members of his team.
I'm going to be more vigilant. I'm going to be more diligent. I'm going to be more visible, and I'm going to have a better pulse.
Philbin was reacting to a report submitted by independent investigator Ted Wells, who had found, quote, a pattern of harassment involving not only players but an assistant coach. Adam H. Beasley has been following this story for the Miami Herald. Adam, the nearly 150-page report was released more than a week ago. What did Mr. Wells turn up beyond what we already knew about Richie Incognito's bullying of his teammate Jonathan Martin?
Well, it was not an isolated incident. This is something that had been going on in the locker room for some time. There were multiple people bullied, other players, even an assistant trainer. And it was kind of a culture in the Dolphins locker room that had to change. And they've already, you know, since made some significant moves. They fired Jim Turner, their offensive line coach. They fired Kevin O'Neill, their head trainer, who's been in the league for decades. He's a respected guy in football, but he wasn't cooperative with Ted Wells in the investigation, and so he had to go. So there certainly have been some shoes to drop, and there's more to come as well.
In the story you wrote for Thursday's Herald, you characterized the Miami locker room as toxic. Is it more toxic than any other NFL locker room is likely to be?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, every locker room has coarse language. It's got some rowdy behavior. But what was detailed in Ted Wells' report was beyond the pale. It was systemic, it was repeated, and it was very personal, the attacks. When you're going out of your way to demean your teammate, literally bringing them to tears, that is unusual and certainly a disturbing trend.
Let's listen to some more of what Coach Philbin had to say on Thursday.
I did not know about it when it was going on, no. The majority of things I did not know about when it was going on, no. If I had heard this type of language or these types of acts being done, I would have intervened immediately.
On Wednesday, as you've said, the team fired offensive line coach Jim Turner and team trainer Kevin O'Neill for their roles in the scandal. Given that, does it seem credible to you that a head coach could have been oblivious to this level of harassment and bullying?
The Dolphins insist he was. Ted Wells is convinced that he was oblivious, but tells you one of two things. A, he was, you know, completely had his eyes closed, his ears closed, and was out of the loop of the locker room. Or B, there's more to the story that we don't know, but certainly all evidence shows that he just was oblivious, and that in itself is a pretty damning indictment.
Jonathan Martin left the Dolphins in the middle of the season. Philbin said on Thursday that Martin would be meeting with Dolphins owner Steve Ross shortly. What's the likelihood that Martin will play again for the Dolphins or anywhere in the NFL?
For the Dolphins, very slim likelihood. Somewhere else, there's a decent chance. The problem with Jonathan Martin, he's got two strikes against him. There's a certain segment of the population of NFL players that kind of see him as a snitch, and that's going to be hard for him to overcome. The hardest thing for him to overcome is that he wasn't particularly good at his job before he left the team. He allowed 7 sacks in the first 7 games of the season. He had struggled at left tackle, struggled at right tackle. That was probably working against him more than anything else.
Finally, going forward, will what's been publicized about the culture of the Dolphins locker room, the so-called Bullygate scandal, have any impact on the National Football League at large?
Yes. Roger Goodell has spoken at length about trying to set a new code of conduct that's going to be league-wide. My guess is in the next 2-3 months you're going to see that codified, you're going to see that official. And I'm curious to see what the punishment mechanism will be. Will there be fines? Will there be an actual suspension if players violate it? It's got to have some teeth because there are some deeply entrenched traditions in the NFL of how, you know, behavior in the locker room is. Certainly it's not to the extreme that, you know, they had in Miami, but he's going to run into some resistance for sure if he tries to regulate all speech in the locker room.
Adam H. Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. Adam, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Appreciate it.